Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast.
Global Accessibility Awareness Day will be on Thursday, May 16th, 2024.
Hello, and welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast this week. It's good to have you all with us, and as you could probably tell from our prelude this week, we're going to be delving into an interesting topic you're probably going to be hearing a lot more about over the next 5 to 6 weeks through May, and that is dealing with accessibility tools for those with disabilities. In particular, we're going to be talking about A-Lady accessibility features today, and this is kind of kudos to Robin Christofferson across the pond, who kind of touched on this feature, some recent updates to not only Apple's website with their accessibility portal, but also Amazon's website with a special focus on our favorite A-Lady device and her accessibility tools. So we've covered those tools over the past seasons, but we're going to look at it again and some of the how they've dusted it off a little bit for us, and maybe it'll be a prelude some for new announcements, hopefully here in May during Global Accessibility Awareness Day. So hopefully we'll find out some neat new facts new features, who knows. And some of these features that we're going to cover today may be totally new to you, but there's a wide variety of reasons these features may be useful to you. Not just because maybe you have a permanent condition or disability or certain things like that, but maybe even something simple as having laryngitis and you lost your voice, or maybe you have you've had an ear infection and it's kind of hard to hear things at the moment till that gets cleared up. There's all sorts of different accessibility tools for vision impairments, for hearing, for speech, and a wide variety of things that I think you just may not have ever heard about. So we're going to take a look at those today. First off, though, I'd like to welcome our new listeners to the podcast. Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast. I am your host, David Ward. I'm an assistive technology instructor with the New Vision program at Goodwill, based here in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Southwest Virginia. And by all means, go back and check our back catalog of episodes, where we have a past 5 seasons and around 130,000 listens to the episodes, and we've covered a wide variety of things. We try to keep it nuggetized, 5 to 15 minutes. Sometimes I go a little long, like 20, 25 minutes, but it's usually because it's a pretty exciting or new feature, new hardware when we usually do that. But in our past seasons, we've covered a wide range of things as they've evolved: alarms, timers, reminders, calendars, things for parents, things for caregivers, things for senior citizens, things for children, home automation stuff, security stuff, accessibility tools, as we said earlier. And so we've covered a wide range of those things. So by all means, it's kind of a catalog, a Webster's Dictionary, a reference guide, a Britannica of sorts. If there's something you want to figure out how to do, there's a good chance you're going to find it in our back catalog. And I might even mention later in the episode how maybe you can easily triage that. But before we delve into this this in any sort of depth, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast, and then we will be, as always, right back.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
Well, hello again. And as I mentioned, we're going to be delving into some accessibility announcements from Amazon, really a kind of a brush off, a new portal of sorts for the A-Lady, connected with Global Accessibility Awareness Day. Now, if you have an Amazon Echo and hearing distance of my voice, I'm going to be demoing just a few quick things real here, real quick. And so while you're maybe shutting your ears off, so I'm not triggering your echo at home, I'm going to be turning my ears on. There we go in the studio. Okay. So, Alexa, when is Global Accessibility Awareness Day?
Global Accessibility Awareness Day will be on Thursday, May 16th, 2024.
Mm-hmm. All right. So as a result of that coming up, we might see some or hear some new features coming to the Amazon Echo. Who knows? Could be terribly exciting in May. But for the moment, this nice new service is kind of dusting off all these kind of utilities and features for different disabilities and scenarios. And you can find that by going to, and let me shut my ears off again here. You can go to amazon.com/Alexa Accessibility. That's all no spaces, all lowercase, all wedged together, and hit enter on any kind of web browser. And that will take you to this new web portal that Amazon has put together for a wide range of accessibility features that are available on their A-Lady devices. Now, we're going to take a high-level view of that here in just a second, but right at the top of the webpage is a neat little video we're going to listen to right here, and this will give you a little food for thought for some of the different features you may not have been aware of are available on your Amazon Echo. All right, so let's go to that video.
Words appear. This is Alexa for every day.
Alexa, turn on kitchen.
Lights illuminate.
Echo, what's on my shopping list?
You have 3 items on your shopping list.
A black and white photo of a soldier and a woman.
Alexa, call Sanford and Susan.
Calling Susan.
A man in a power chair.
Alexa, turn on bedroom lights.
Okay.
Echo, call Grandma.
Calling Grandpa.
A woman with a guide dog.
Alexa, tell me a dog fact.
A 1-year-old dog is as mature, physically, as a 15-year-old human.
A woman with a cane.
Alexa, what am I holding?
It looks like Tea Forte, World of Teas.
Alexa, tell Dagmar it's time.
A robot vacuum rolls off.
You wanted to go for a ride?
A boy in a car laughs.
Alexa, trigger door open.
A young man moves his power chair to the door with a mouth stick. This is Alexa for everyone. Alexa, learn more at amazon.com/Alexa Accessibility.
And there you go. So very thoughtful design video. And up there on the site, there's some additional actual experiences. So at a high level, let's just kind of review some of the things we saw. Home automation being used. Basic things like list and stuff. I'm not too sure why that's listed as an accessibility feature, really. Lots of other things, the ability to call somebody or call when you need help or something like that. Manipulate a lot of the home automation stuff, I think, is probably very clearly helpful. There was one in there with the blind lady with a cane, and that was audio described as well, that video. Some very nice Amazon for the blind, so that we who can see the picture, maybe we hear what's going on. So the lady with the cane had a white cane, a mobility cane, and so she was scanning, like, I think a grocery item there using an Amazon Echo that had a camera, undoubtedly a show. So at a high level, if you're interested in this, you can go to that website, as I mentioned, amazon.com/Alexa, and then accessibility. And you'll find on there, it breaks down by categories here. Hearing impairments, speech things that would limit your ability to speak to an Echo. Excuse me, a little cough there. Visual disabilities, mobility disabilities. So the guy in the wheelchair would have been a good example of the mobility thing. So that could be a lot of different things with mobility. It could be home automation things like motors for raising and lowering your shades, a wide variety of other things, maybe controlling your thermostats and things that may be not easily accessible. Of course, that could go for the blind as well. When it comes to maybe the hearing impairments or totally deaf or maybe even speech impairments, you may not obviously know about these features, but they do exist, and I think we've covered them a long, long time ago. But if you have an Amazon Echo Show or a device, an Echo Show that has a screen on it, any kind of A-Lady device has a screen pretty much, you have the capacity to get on-screen programmable buttons so that you can tap it, you know, so that if for some reason you have laryngitis, even something simple like that, you can still set a button up to, you know, open or close your garage door or set the thermostat to a specific level or, you know, play rock and roll in the morning or your breakfast routine. Also, for the deaf, you know, you think, oh, well, they can't hear the Echo. But with the Echo shows, you can have online screen captioning. That can even include, I believe, video calls and things like that. And other captioning capabilities, I think, for like movies and different programming and stuff like that. Or just whatever the A-Lady's saying. She just gives her response. Like, you could have a button set up on your Echo Show, what's the weather report for today? And you hit that button, and then it actually, instead of, well, I mean, I probably verbalize it as well, but it would type out what it said, you know, the weather report, what she was verbalizing would be typed out on screen. So very, very cool. And there's even more than that. It's just, we're just kind of touching the surface of that. But by all means, burrow into those. And there's another way you can do this is too, and Robin demonstrated this, so I'm going to show you guys this too. Let me turn the ears back on my Echo. And I can just say a command again. Alexa, what are your accessibility features?
I have many features to empower people be more connected, entertained, and independent. For example, enable captions to see responses on screen, interact with me via touch using Tap to Alexa, or enable the Voice View screen reader or screen magnifier on your device or in the Alexa app. Go to Settings, then Accessibility to find these features.
I didn't think about mentioning the magnifier. That's a great one, too. Oh, and if you have a speech thing, not only can you program the buttons, you can hit a dialogue and just type in your command. It brings up an on-screen keyboard, so you could type your command as well. So that's pretty cool, too. All right, well, anyway, that's going to kind of bring things to close. Hopefully, we'll hear further announcements from Amazon and other vendors this season with the Global Accessibility Awareness Day coming up in May. But if you have any thoughts or suggestions for a future episode or questions about some of these accessibility features, which we haven't revisited, you know, in quite a while, you know, feel free to reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter, now known as X, at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, or you can even send us an old-fashioned email at info@goodwillvalleys.com. And I'm David Ward for the New Vision Program, and we do thank you for listening.
Thanks, Dave. Let me tell you a bit more. Let me put on my official-sounding voice. Ahem. Ahem. This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision. Phew. Thanks for listening.